here's a story from The World.
Today on Capitol Hill, confirmation hearings are in full swing. The Senate is questioning some of President-elect Joe Biden's top choices for cabinet positions, including Anthony Blinken, Biden's choice to lead the State Department.
I will work with you to reinvigorate the Department of State, investing in its greatest asset, the Foreign Service officers, the civil servants, the locally employed staff who animate American diplomacy.
Over the years, Anthony Blinken has been a confidant to Joe Biden. Our next guest, Michael McFaul, worked closely with Blinken and Biden during his time with the Obama administration. McFaul was the U.S. ambassador to Russia from 2012 to 14. Ambassador, what are your impressions of Anthony Blinken and what he brings to the State Department?
Well, for President Biden, I cannot think of a better Secretary of State. He is the perfect person for this administration. Number one, he's worked with Senator Biden, Vice President Biden for decades. They don't have any differences of opinions. They share a similar worldview. And that means a lot in diplomacy because every time Secretary Blinken, I hope that'll be the case, goes abroad, everyone will know that they are speaking directly to somebody that has direct access to the president.
If you were one of the senators questioning Blinken today, what would you press him on? Like, what's some fair criticism that a lawmaker could bring today to the table?
I will want to know how they will turn aspiration into policy. If you look at what candidate Biden said about how we should bring values and morality back to diplomacy, that's something I applaud. But how do you do it in reality? What are you really going to do about democratic erosion in countries like China and Russia? And what are you really going to do when other strategic priorities come up against those?
Blinken will probably be asked about West Exec Advisors. That's a consulting firm he co-founded in Washington. Do you have any concerns, Ambassador, about conflicts of interest or otherwise with West Exec?
You know, I don't know the details of what work he did there. I mean, I know about the company and his colleagues there, but I think those are legitimate questions for sure. And I think strengthening barriers between consulting and government work is a good idea generally. I'm sure Mr. Blinken will be ready for those kinds of questions, but the specifics of what he did while out of government, I don't know much about.
So just concretely, what are some of the major foreign policy issues that Blinken and his team are going to have to grapple with within the first 100 days of the Biden administration?
Well, Putin already handed them their first foreign policy crisis by arresting Mr. Navalny. That tomorrow morning when they walk into the building, you know, at the White House, I remember that day for me, January 21st, 2009. Already the world will be watching how they react with that. Number two, right in their inbox is making good on what they said they were going to do regarding some international commitments. For instance, the Paris Climate Accords, restarting negotiations for Iran nuclear deal. And again, on the Russia portfolio, the New START treaty, which expires literally in, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. And that's part of that job. You don't get to choose and negotiate the sequence of things you have to do. There's usually a lot of external actors and deadlines are doing that for you. That'll be on the top of their list. And then more broadly speaking, of course, the big challenges I think that face them is one, how to be smarter about climate change, which I believe is the true existential threat to American security and the rest of the planet in the 21st century. And number two, how to deal and manage competition and engagement with China.
Michael McFaul, former U.S. ambassador to Russia under Barack Obama. Thanks very much for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
From PRX.